Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center at www.imemc.org for Wednesday, September 16th, 2015. Israel rearrests a long-time hunger-striking political detainee and troops take over Palestinian-owned lands. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. The Israeli authorities kidnapped a long-timer hunger-striking detainee, Mohammed Allan, directly after he was discharged from the Berzeli Israeli Medical Center in Ashkelon. The doctors in Berzeli decided to discharge Allan after his condition improved and allowed him to leave. Allan was taken prisoner shortly after he was released from hospital. He restarted his hunger strike in protest. Earlier in the month, Allan held an extended hunger strike lasting for 65 days and was admitted to the medical center. He also fell into a coma due to a deterioration in his health. He suspended his strike after an Israeli court decided to release him. The political detainee was supposed to be transferred to the Nablus hospital in the northern part of the occupied West Bank. Earlier, Israeli authorities on Wednesday afternoon ordered two Palestinians to leave their lands within 48 hours near the Salfit district of the occupied West Bank. The 26 dunums of land, about 6 acres, belongs to Omar Rayan and Sabir Maraya, who found the notices hanging in their property in the Deir Abu Ammar area north of Qaryat Bani Hassan village in the Salfit district. Earlier this month, the UN reported that some 13,000 Palestinian structures in the occupied West Bank are currently under Israeli demolition orders, leaving residents and homes in a state of a chronic uncertainty and threat. On Wednesday at dawn, Israeli soldiers fired several rounds of live ammunition on a number of homes in the Aida refugee camp north of the West Bank city of Bethlehem. Media sources said that soldiers stationed on military towers of the annexation wall overlooking the refugee camp opened fire on homes without any apparent justification. The attack caused property damage. In addition, soldiers invaded the northern part of Bethlehem and drove through several neighborhoods before withdrawing. The army also installed roadblocks on the main entrances of several towns south and west of Bethlehem and invaded Harmala area in addition to Al-Abadiyya town east of Bethlehem. And that's all for today from the IMEMC News. This was the Wednesday, September 16th, 2015 news roundup from the occupied Palestinian territories. For more news and updates, please visit our website at www.imemc.org. Today's report was brought to you by George Shmawi and me, Ghassan Bannoura.